Your views, your news, your Limerick Today. With Gillian Devlin, in for Joe Nash on Live 95.
Looking to spruce up your wardrobe or looking to reinvent yourself completely? It can be a daunting task to step out of your comfort zone, but we have the man to help you make sure that your first steps are in the right shoes. Live 95's Caleb Brennan has been speaking to Dapper Dave Cash, and a fashion blogger extraordinaire, and he began by asking him how he got into fashion blogging.
I've always kind of had an interest in fashion, maybe since, in around probably my leaving cert, but I started my blog or my pages in September 2014. It was an idea for my wife. She saw how I liked to dress. She said, you might share it on the internet, see what people think, give them a few ideas, maybe a few tips and tricks.
And now most people associate fashion and being stylish with women, but is there a growing trend for men to get involved and get stuck in and being thoughtful about how they dress?
It's a smaller market in terms of, you look at influencers, there's a huge amount of women involved in it. There is a growing number of men, and it's always been a relatively small space, but it's definitely growing. And you can see that online. See certain people that their following is growing because their style is there. They give good tips and tricks. And men are definitely more curious. They've definitely gotten a lot better in recent years about wanting to experiment and dress better.
So if any man who's listening who wants to make the first steps improving their wardrobes, what are simple steps to step up their fashion game?
Very simple steps is get the basics right. It's like I have the basics here, and it's make sure you have solid colour t-shirts, like your whites, your navies, your black. Have good dress shirts. Have kind of casual button-down shirts, dark wash jeans and chinos. Get them in your navy and your kind of tan cream colours. A navy blazer is an ultimate piece to have in any wardrobe because it goes with pretty much everything. And same as good shoes, like plain white runners, good dress shoes. But you don't always have to buy the best. You buy the best you can afford, especially given the current climate, that all these things kind of tend to work well together. And if you have the right colours and right everything, keeping it simple, everything tends to match and works well together.
And should you be, I suppose, mindful when choosing a wardrobe, you know, that you might need casual clothes, a bit of work clothes? Like, how do you find the balance between that?
I think it depends on your lifestyle and your job. Like me, I work in a hospital, so I'm in scrubs 4 days a week. So I'm spending most of my day in my uniform. But then you can, I suppose in that sense, you can choose better clothes for when you're out and about, that even your casual clothes are probably a better step up maybe in terms of quality. But again, it just depends. If you're wearing suits every day of the week, obviously invest in a good suit if your job involves it. But make sure your casual clothes are just as nice, because you're less likely to wear a suit or something that formal at the weekends when you're out and about or even going out with your friends or your partner.
And of course, it's coming into autumn season now, and the weather will no doubt be against us. What are tips to be practical in Irish weather and fashionable?
Layering is a big thing, especially as we come into the colder months. So if you're out of layer, like your coats or your jacket, maybe have them as your heaviest layer. If it's a bit warmer, it's easy to remove that. The likes of your shirts and your jumpers, that bit lighter. Is it the heavier layers at the top and the lighter layers at the bottom? That if it gets colder, you can put that in the heavier layer again. And if it gets warmer, just take that off and you aim to look good underneath, that you're not overheating, you're not too warm.
And now, experimenting might not be for everyone, but what would you say to someone who is currently against the idea of adding something out of their comfort zone?
Go into a shop and try it on. It's the only way you know. It's grand. You can see something online like, oh, I like that, but I don't know. And even if you get it delivered to home, you don't like it, it's the hassle then of taking it back. Whereas if you go into a shop and you see something, oh, that's different, I like it, bring it into the change room and try it on, and you know relatively quickly, no, that doesn't suit me, or I don't like it, it doesn't work. But even if someone is experimenting, start small. Like it could be a floral pattern shirt, but get it in a small print. Don't get it in a massive print that's out there, and it's more the shirt then would be wearing you than you wearing it, and you definitely feel less confident and more insecure.
And I suppose finally, how important is it, and what are the benefits of men considering how they present themselves to the world, work or beyond?
I think with your clothes, fit is key. If it fits well, you look well. And as they say, if you look good, you feel good. And you, I find, definitely myself, you gain confidence from that. Something fits you well, and it suits you. If you have the right outfit, you feel $1 million. And everybody can see it then. Whereas if you're not comfortable in what you're wearing, everyone can spot it a mile away.
Well, doesn't that advice apply if you're a male or a female? That's Dapper Dave chatting to our own Caleb Brennan, giving advice on men's fashion. Your views.